we thank you this morning. You are good, you are kind, you are God, and you are not a man. Thank you for your love, for your glory, for your presence. Lord, you are worthy to be praised. For who is like unto thee, O Lord? Who is like thee? For you are glorious in holiness and you are faithful in praises. We honor you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, O Lord. We bless your name. You are God and you are God forevermore. We bless your name for your love, O God, that cannot be compared. Lord, we exalt you. Thank you, Jesus. You don't need a man to be the God you are. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Father, you have chosen to call us your own. You are God from beginning to the end. Oh, thank you, Lord. We bow down before you. We honor you. We worship your majesty. We exalt you, O God. Thank you, Father. We worship you. And this day, Lord, we are before you. We ask that you will bless us today in the name of Jesus. Thank you, righteous Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Today is Thursday, the 7th of May, 2026. I want you to bless the name of the Lord for his mercy, for his grace, for his love upon your life. I want you to thank him because his God is not a man. And I want you to stand upon the word of the Lord and declare over your day that in the name of Jesus, I have set the Lord always before me. Because the Lord is with me, I will not be moved. Declare by the word of the Lord go before me this day and make every crooked place straight in the name of Jesus. I stand upon the word of the Lord. I cancel any form of evil that is programmed into this day in the name of Jesus. I cancel you by the blood of Jesus. I cancel every projection of evil into my day. Every stand of witchcraft, every enchantment, I cancel you by the blood of Jesus. For there is no enchantment against me. Neither is there any divination that stands against me. I cancel any form of bewitchment over my day in the name of Jesus. Today, I walk in the preservation that is in the blood of Jesus. I declare today, oh you this day, I speak to you. You are a day of favor for me in the name of Jesus. This day, I will not walk into the trap of the wicked in the name of Jesus. I will not walk into the trap of the enemy in the name of Jesus. This day, I walk in the blessing that the Lord has programmed for me in the name of Jesus. I speak to you, nature. You are blessed because of me in the name of Jesus. Nature, you will not walk against me in the name of Jesus. I speak to this day, all that is in you, come together, walk together for my blessing. All that is in you, walk together in my favor. In the name of Jesus, I declare the activities of today under the administration of the Holy Spirit. I stand upon the word of the Lord. I legislate from the place of blessing. I speak blessing into my day. I speak favor over my life in the name of Jesus. The works of my hands are blessed. In the name of Jesus, I speak life into this day. I speak light into the day. Oh, darkness, you have no place in me. For I have in me the light that darkness cannot comprehend. My walk is in light, not in darkness. For my seat is with the Lord Jesus Christ in the heavenly places. I am not seated in condemnation. I am not seated in darkness. I am seated with the Lord Jesus in the heavenly places. Oh, for in him I live, in him I breathe. For in my Lord Jesus I have my being. Oh, I speak to you today. I assess the provision of God for me in you. In the name of Jesus, I speak to this day, the Lord supply all my needs according to his riches in glory by my Lord Jesus. I will not be limited in the flow of the supply of the Lord for me today. I will not be limited in the flow of the mercy of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, I stand upon the word of the Lord. Oh, I receive the miracle of the day. I receive the blessings of the day. I move in the supernatural dimension of God's provision. Testimonies that are beyond human reasoning. Testimonies that are beyond the natural. I receive them in the name of Jesus. Oh, today my cup is not empty. For the Lord has anointed me with oil. My cup runs over. For surely his goodness and mercy, they follow me all the day. days of my life. Follow me today and for the rest of my life. In the name of Jesus. Oh, I legislate blessing over this day. In the name of Jesus. I declare today the word of the Lord, the voice of the Lord becomes a command that governs my day. In the name of Jesus. The words of man hold no matter in my life. In the name of Jesus. The words of the wicked are condemned over me. In the name of Jesus. Every imagination, every thought that may want to exalt themselves against the name of the Lord over me, I pull down your strongholds. Your words are condemned. Your weapons hold no effect over me. In the name of Jesus, I am an expression of good health. I am an expression of favor. I am the expression of the goodness of God on this earth. I am not the expression of sickness. I am not the expression of the sign of the wicked. No, I am the expression of the goodness of God on this earth. In the name of Jesus, I declare that my preservation is confirmed by the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Beloved, let me quickly say this about the first part of our podcast every day, whereby we speak to the day you are entering. I don't know when you are listening to the podcast. I don't know when you usually get it. But beloved, those are declarations that you make upon your day. Declare them. Command the morning. Speak to the day before you step into it. Control the day. Legislate from the presence of the Lord concerning your day. Speak the promises of God into the day that you are entering. Let me tell you, it is we, the children of God, that will keep quiet over the day. Bless the day as you enter into it. Redeem the day. For the evil that is in the day already is sufficient to it. Speak to that particular day. Speak to nature. Speak to the air, to the wind. Speak to the sun that shines. Speak to all that moves in that day. Receive mercy for the day. Mercy for preservation. Receive help, fresh help from the presence of the Lord, even in the moment of scarcity. And walk in the supernatural grace that God has poured out unto you. The Lord bless you. In the name of Jesus. Today, by the grace of God, I told you we are going to continue from where we stopped yesterday. Yesterday, we began to look at the God factor in your waiting time. God factor in your waiting period. Yesterday, I told you that the God factor brings the supernatural to your waiting season, your waiting situation. God is the only factor that comes into your life and balances all the equation. And I said it yesterday that God, the Almighty God, is a complete factor, a complete equation that needs no external factor. It does not need a positive to become a negative. It does not need a negative to be introduced for the equation to be balanced either on the left or on the right. He is just complete, for he is God and there is none beside him. Now, this supernatural God, the factor of this God in your waiting time, that is what we began to speak about yesterday. You don't wait on your strength in your time of waiting or wait by your strength. You are waiting on the Lord. You are in the process of God cooking the supernatural in your life. The Holy Spirit is cooking something supernatural, not ordinary, something beyond the normal mind, something greater that a normal mind cannot bear. Look at that verse 31 of Isaiah chapter 40. The scripture says, those that wait upon the Lord, he will renew their strength. They will mount up with wings as eagles. That is something supernatural that a natural mind cannot bear. Mounting up as eagles. Somebody that has no strength, that does not appear to be healthy. By the time the person comes out of the place of waiting, the scripture says he will mount up with wings as eagle. When others are walking because of tiredness, he is going to run and will not be weary. When others are fainting as a result of continuous walk, you will walk and you will not faint, because in your time of waiting, the Holy Spirit has cooked something supernatural into your life, and you're coming out. It's not just ordinary. Look at our Lord Jesus Christ when he was here on this earth. He came out of the wilderness with the supernatural operations of the Holy Spirit upon him. Beloved, let me tell you, the factor of God is a factor that cannot be removed in your season of waiting. I said something about the immutability of God yesterday. I mentioned it yesterday for you. The immutability of God, that is the unchanging and the unchangeable nature of God, because God cannot lie. I read from the book of Hebrews chapter 6 verse 18. Beloved, let me encourage you, for you to understand the whole conversation, read the book of Hebrews, especially that chapter 6 from verse 1 to the last verse. You will understand better. Verse 18, the A and B part. The scripture says that by two immutable things, which it is impossible for God to lie. By two immutable things, which is impossible for God to lie. Go back to Isaiah chapter 40 and read verse 28. Have you not known, have you not heard, the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, neither faint nor weary. His understanding is unsearchable. Verse 29, he gives power to the weak, and to those who have no might, increases strength. Go to Numbers chapter 23 verse 19. The scripture says, God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. So yesterday I told you about the immutability of God. God cannot lie. By the unchanging and the unchangeable nature of God, it is impossible for God to lie. Let me tell you, beloved, so that you understand the kind of God that you serve, the Father that you have. God is one with his word. Is Dichu bound to his word and bound by his word? His word stands forever. Let me repeat it to you again. Irrespective of what anyone has told you, irrespective of any interpretation anyone is giving to you about the scripture, or that you are beginning to see that is flying around on the internet, God cannot lie, because of two immutable things, because of his promises to you and because of his oath, his covenant that is upon you. Now look at the same Hebrew chapter 6 verse 13. When the Lord was speaking to Abraham, when God was speaking to him and he was giving out his promises unto him, and you know, at the time he was giving it out, he needed something to put behind the promises, so that it will be these two immutable things in which God cannot lie and cannot change his word. Verse 13, for when God made a promise to Abraham, because he could not swear by anyone greater, he swore by himself. That is putting a oath upon his promises. So beloved, let me tell you, by these two immutable things, God cannot lie. See, there is something that we do for those of us that we understand technology. There's something we call a two-factor authentication. These two immutable things that the scripture is talking about for us as children of God, as a seed of Abraham, is like a two-factor authentication. The Lord has given his promises unto you, and he backed it up by an oath. He swore by himself, for there is no one greater than him. By these two immutable things, God cannot lie. So as you are waiting upon the Lord, whatever promises that God has given to you before now, right now, the one that you've known about, the one you have seen in the scripture, prophecies of blessing that has come out unto you, I beg you dearly beloved, go and bring them out and begin to confess them. Begin to speak them out, because this is the word of God. By two immutable things in which God cannot lie. He cannot lie because of his word unto you. The scripture says that by these two immutable things in which it is impossible for God to lie, it is impossible. God's word, his character, his love for you, his nature. The nature of God is mercy. God's word, God's nature, God's character, and his love for you cannot shift. Neither can it decay. Of course, the promises of men, the words of men can change. Men can lie. We can lie. We can decide to change. So many people have made promises unto you and they have failed. There was a time I shared with you some of the experiences I had with the promises of men. There are men that will promise you heaven and earth and you will not even see them again. I knew of brothers, of uncles, family, relatives that made promises unto me, and I have not even seen them in almost over 30 years now. That is men. But God's word, God's nature, that is his mercy, his character, his love for you cannot shift. It does not decay. God will not change his word because of these two immutable things in which it is impossible for God to lie. Numbers chapter 23 verse 19. God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. I want to round up because of time and space. I know this is a big message that we are supposed to hold even a conference, a summit for. Maybe by the grace of God, if God is leading us to it, we might be having an on-site program towards this. But let me tell you, dearly beloved, as I round up and trusting that by the grace of God, we'll continue from there tomorrow or maybe next time. It is impossible for God to lie. His words over your life stands forever. Your confidence must stand upon the promises of God for your life, even in your waiting period. Your confidence and your faith must stand absolutely in the promises of God, no matter what is going on. You keep confessing that I know my Redeemer liveth. I know my Redeemer is alive. I know, even if it doesn't look like it, but I have it. Stand in faith with his promises. See God operating in your life in a supernatural dimension. He has said it in his word in the book of Psalm 31. He said he will not shut you up into the hand of the wicked, but the Lord is going to place your feet in a large room, in a place of glory. He said he will make you stand upon your high places, and you are going to walk upon them, not with difficulty, but with grace and by his mercy. In this your season of waiting, believe in God, trust in him that your waiting is bathing the supernatural. Your waiting period, the Holy Spirit is cooking something supernatural that is beyond the scope of men. If you look at verse 14 of Hebrews chapter 6, I want to proclaim this blessing upon you as you go as well. This is one of the promises of God, and you need to take this blessing, these promises, and hold them, hold it in your hand, and put them in your hasana, put them in your quiver as one of the promises that God has given to you. The scripture says, surely in blessing I will bless you. I want you to echo amen as you are listening to it. Surely in blessing I will bless you, and in multiplying I will multiply you. That is the blessings of the Lord upon your life. In blessing he will bless you, and in multiplying he will multiply you. You are not desolate. You are not barren. You are fruitful. You are beloved. The Lord has installed in you the precious things of life. He has invested his grace upon you. You cannot afford to live this life just like that. The grace of God is upon you. Beloved, the message is about you trusting God in your time of waiting, holding on unto his promises, and knowing that by these two immutable things in which God cannot lie, his promises is upon your life, and he has sworn by himself that he's going to establish his word, his promises, and his blessing upon you. It is well with you in Jesus' name. I put the blessings of God upon you as you go. I put his promises into your mouth, upon your life as you go this day. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you. The Lord be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace in Jesus' name. Amen. Remember, the coming of the Lord Jesus is close by. Prepare yourself for his coming. The Lord bless you in Jesus' name. Thank you, and God bless you. Have a wonderful day.